We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting from the second wide line. There's a siman there. It says Dinei Mamonos Donim Bayoyim VeGoyimim Bayoyim, and Dinei that's Dinei Mamonos. Dinei Nefashos is you start. I said it wrong. Dinei Mamonos Donim Bayoyim VeGoyimim Balayla. Dinei Mamonos you could start off by day and finish by night. Dinei Nefashos have to be Dafka by day. There's a chiluk. Mamonos, as long as you start by day, it's fine. You can finish by night. The nefashos have to be everything by day. You have to wait till tomorrow also. We'll see in the Gemara as we go along. Siman is a mishpat ma'ana mata. No anamili. How do you know that with dinah mamonis, when you start by day, you let it finish at night? Where's the makar for this? Omer chiba papa omer kral. The pasuk says, v'shoftos omer chaleis. You could paskin on the by dinah mamonis v'chaleis. He's talking about dinah mamonis. They're talking about there. It's spoken by Moshe Rabbeinu and Yisroi. It says, so it says, so you could pass in a day and night. So why can't you start then at night? So the market of the Rav says, and all the pasuk says v'hoyah b'yoyim achila es banav, and we'll see in the Gemara later on that mishpat nachlois that Yerusha is called mishpat and says afka b'yoyim. So teretz is yoyim l'tchilas din and la gemara din. Now how do you know that? Maybe it's you start the din at night and you finish by day. How do you know tchilas l'tchilas din? So Rashi says, small Rashi here, la gemara din. Rashi d'chsev v'shoftu v'ikker mishpat hainu gemara din. It says v'shoftu b'chol eis and ikad meshpat is gemara din. Therefore, you know gemara din at night. Toisus says different. Toisus top Toisus says v'ipchalek lemeimar the storm of tchilas din ikar. He's saying tchilas din ikar, so it has to be by day. So v'chalek's Rashi Toisus exactly how to learn what the thing how you have to make a drasha. But either way, we have a stira and we say the tchilas din is yoyim and the gemara din is by laila. So tomorrow, my sister like rameir. Mishnah is not like rameir. Time to the brayso. Rameir oimer. What's behind the pasuk? It's talking about kahanim there. The pasuk says al pm yeh koriv v'chol nega. All arguments and all nega will be al pm. V'chima in yerivim etz negam. What does rivim got to do with negam? Ela makish rivim le negam. We make a hekish rivim to negam. Rivim is arguments about money and it's been entire about money to negam. Man negam b'yoyim. How do we know the chesiv yoyim erois boy? Af rivim b'yoyim. If a rivim also has to be by day. And then we know Negam is a Gamri by day. Everything has to be by day. So Rivim has to be by day. Negam shloi besumim. Negam cannot be with blind people. The chesiv v'chol mara in akayin. Af Rivim, a dying can't be a suma shloi besumim. Umakesh negam le Rivim also. You go all the way also. Imakesh negam le Rivim. Ma Rivim shloi bekroivim. Just like Rivim can't be with kroivim. Dayanim can't be kroivim. Af Negam shloi bekroivim. Negam also can't be with kar. I can make this exactly the same. So in my Rivim Mishloisha, we know then Dinei Mamonos need three. After Negam needs three Kahanim Mishloisha. But then who? And it's even a Kalchaimer. Memoinoi Mishloisha Gufa Lakal Shekain. Shouldn't need three for his Guf? Tam Leva Huva Alaron Akain Alakam Abanav Halamata Shafilu Kain Echad Roya Esa Negayim. Even one Kain sees the Negayim. So what comes after Rameir? Rameir holds that Negam and Rivim are exactly the same. And therefore, you can't Gemar Belailo. So our Mishnah is not like Rameir. Our Mishnah is that says it could be goymer belayla is not like Rameh. Ahu sam. When we get back to this, ahu samya davah shavusa de Rav Yechanan davah don dina. There was a certain samya, someone who couldn't see, that he was a dying. Lo omle Rav Yechanan lo midir. Rav Yechanan tell him a thing. So v'gemar hechad abe achiv. Am Rav Yechanan halach is stam mishto. We pass like a stam mishto. But tanan stam mishto says it looks like we have a stam mishto like Rameh. Rameh holds a someone can't be a dying. He learns that from the Gaon. It looks like we have a stamish like that. But tanan, kala kosher lodun, kosher aid. Anyone who's kosher to be a dayan could be a aid because it's harder to be a dayan than an aid. Yes, kosher aid. Someone kosher of aidus, in kosher lodun cannot be a dayan. But Rabbi Yechanan, la suye suma b'achas meinav. Someone who's blind in one eye cannot be a dayan. So this mish, this that's challenging this mishnah. Now this mishnah is stamish. So the stamish is saying a suma cannot be a dayan. So so why do you allow this suma and his neighbor to be a dayan? Is the stam mishnah like that? So tomorrow, Rabbi Yechon stoma achrita ashkach. He found a different stam mishnah, our mishnah that says dinei mamonos donim bayoyim v'goyim b'layla, and our mishnah says that a suma is kosher. Now we in the world is our mishnah that a suma is kosher. It just says Dona b'yom v'goyim b'layla. So Rashi learns, if you could be goymer b'layla, layla is like a suma, it's dark. So it's like a suma. So therefore, Saraya sumas kosher from our Mishnah. That's how Rashi learns. On that, the Masha asks, that if that's true, so then, l'chayra, a suma, we're saying layla is like a suma, and therefore it's kosher, so a suma should not be able to do tchilas then. Because our Mishnah says the layla is only kosher for gemara then. So if layla is like a suma, it's only kosher for gemara, so a suma should be able to do tchilas then, so it's still shver. That's the Masha asks. So Tosfos, the Mashal was daik from a Tosfos. Tosfos learns that the reason why Mishnah is a raya that Suma's kasha is because how do you know Suma's possible? Because you make a hekesh to Nagoyim. Does our Mishnah make a hekesh to Nagoyim? No. Our Mishnah holds that you could do benight or goyim benight. If you made a hekesh to Nagoyim, it wouldn't be goyim benight. So our Mishnah obviously is not making a hekesh to Nagoyim. So they don't know Suma's possible. That's how the Mashal learns Tosfos. But Tosfos has a kasha on that. Maybe really you make a hekesh to Nagoyim, and therefore Suma is possible. But by Tchilas Din, you're allowed to do Yom. You know why? And Goyim V'Layla, you know why you're allowed to do Goyim V'Layla? Because it's Shoftu Asam Chalais, the first apostle. That's the Tosfos in the Bible, sure, that Tosfos. Look at Tosfos in the Masal Stama. Tema, Dilma, Time in the Mishnah, Machmash, Luxi, Shoftu Asam Chalais. I will eat Suma, Makshin, and Reven Nagoyim. And Bible, sure. So either way, it's more a little bit sure. But just before we mix that one up so good, Lamaisa was saying, our Mishnah is Stam Mishnah that assumes kosher. Why? Because we don't, as Tosfos says, we don't make a hekesh. Because you see, Laila is kosher. And according to Rashi, because Laila is kosher, you see, Asuma is kosher. So Rabbi Yechon found a different stomach. My Umma, the high stomach, my high stomach. So Rabbi Yechon is allowing a dying to be a Suma. Why is our Stam Mishnah better than a Stam Mishnah in Mesechus Nida? Well, what's the difference? This part is called kosher law. This Mishnah called kosher law is Mesechus Nida. So why is one better than the other one? So I'll tell you why. Tupshatim. Ibai Zema, stomach, the Rab Madav. When something is stomach like the Rabbanon, or the stomach like our mayor, the stomach of Rabbanon are better, because the stomach of Rabban. The boy is saying, "Moshe Gittayim like Abi Hilchas Adina." Something that's fashtek the Maseches Nida, which comes in the Agav, that's not so powerful. But something in Maseches Sahedra, which talks about Din, the Stam Mishnah Maseches Sahedra is more powerful, and therefore we go like that. Now, a mayor holds that you're not allowed to do anything by night. So, what is with the pasuk Shaftu Asam Mechaleis? It's coming to Marbe, a cloudy day, you could do, even though it's cloudy, you could still be paskening. The Tanan, because with Nagoyim, it's not like that. The Tanan, Ein Roim is a Nagoyim Shachris. You cannot look at Nagoyim in the morning, because the morning, the sun is not strong enough, it's very shvach, so everything looks very shiny, every nega. But Ben Abayim, in the evening also, that looks shinier. But Loi B'Sech Abayim, you can't look at a nega in the house. But Loi B'Yem Ma'unun, and you can't look at it on a cloudy day. But Shekeya nearest Aza, because something that's dull looks very sharp. But Loi B'Tarayim, when it's too sunny in the middle of the day, also you can't look at it. But Aza nearest Keya, because something that's very strong looks Keya. So, you see, Yem Ma'unun is not kosher, right? You would think Yem Ma'unun is not kosher. By Yom Unun is not kosher by din either. Kamash lom v'shoftu asam chaleis. That's kosher by din. I can ask me. Could have said l'rabbi's shachris or l'rabbi's ben abayim. Why was the rabbi's Yom Unun? So zok to aruch ner, because that's the first pasuk in the Torah. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu was paskening min abayker out of erev. So abayker and erev sure was kosher. We don't know about Yom Unun. That's where we have to marry with that. I can ask me another question that I'm sure is bothering you. You can't see a nega not in the morning, not in the evening, not in the afternoon, not in your house, not when it's cloudy. So when exactly do you look at a nega? It's a good kasha. It's only a good kasha because you didn't look at the Mr. Mesechus Nagoyim. The Mr. Mesechus Nagoyim, Perek Beis, Mr. Beis says, there's Mechloikas actually. One man Diyama says you could do it at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and then again at 1, 2, and 3 o'clock. This is all if it's even day of 6 to 6. And Olam HaDiyama says, just 9 and 10 and 1 and 2. Or something like the 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon. I forgot which one. I in the Mishnah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Maseches Nagoyim. Nagoyim is 14 Parakim. It's a lot to learn there. But this is one Mishnah, Maseches Nagoyim. Givaldik. Okay. Zot Gemara Vait. So that's what we do with the Pasuk of Shoftu Asam Chalais. Rameyer, Hai B'yoyim Hachilo is Bono of my Ovidle. What is, so that's our Gemara here that says that even learning from the Gom, Shofta Zabchalei says, it's Marbiyam Unan. Now, what does Rameyah do? What do you do with that? For Rameyah, Hai Biyam Achila is Banov, my Ovalei. What do you do with that Pasik? The Pasik says like this. By day, you could give Yerusha to your children. You can't give Yerusha to your children at night. This is very important. You have to die the right way. You tell me now that if he dies by day, his children get Yerusha. If he dies by night, his children don't get Yerusha. That can't be. So, what he meant to say was, this Braisa, he's telling Rav Nachman, you know what he maybe mean to say? Maybe he meant to say din nachlas. Din nachlas karma. The time looked at a Braisa. This pasuk is a pasuk by the parasha of nachlas, which teaching us a raw called parasha kuli is din. All the whole parasha has shaykhis to mishpat. Three people who could serve as the yonim came to visit the chayla, and the chayla gives them a tzava. Rotsu kaisim, either they could write it up, or rotsu oisadin, right there and then and there, they could pass in the halacha, they're a bezdin. If it's shnayim, they could kaisim, they could write up what the tzava was, but you know, they can't do din, it's only two. Bamrav chista, lo yishon avayayim, this din that the three can make a psak din, is only by day. Ava Balaila, if the three come at night and he gives them a tzava, you only do a ksiva ve'inayis and din, kaisim ve'inayis and din, because you can't do din at night. And I, just the next morning, wake up in the morning and make a psak. No, you have to have an eidus. And an eid can't be a dain. And an eid can't be a dain. So what we're saying is, v'hoi b'yoyim achilo is born of teaching us that it has to be dafka by day and not at night. And that means that at night, you can't make a psak, and therefore the dayan can't be an aid the next day. That's all included in this pasuk. So what are we teaching you? We're teaching you that nachlois has a din like mishpat, the tzava has a din like mishpat, has all din of a mishpat, and some rishonim learn from here ain't in as a dayan. It has to be dafka by day, and then the three can make a psak. But they hear it at night. They only can't be a dayan anymore. Only can be an aid. That's what I meant to say. That's Rabbi Chana brought this braisa. Doesn't mean that if he dies at night, he can't give Yerusha. It means this thing. And Akapanam, what we learn from here is that this is what he does with the pasuk. We had a kash, what does do the pasuk? You know what he does with the pasuk? He learns this halacha of that nachlis has a din, mishpat has a din of din.